News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Chief Justice Zela Makala is commending the Victim Services Division for its ongoing work with judges and prosecutors to help improve the handling of cases involving children. In particular, the Chief Justice says she's grateful for the sensitization sessions held with judges to improve the adjudication of cases with children as witnesses, victims, and offenders. Mrs. Makala adds that in conjunction with the support received from other overseas partners such as UNICEF and Global Affairs Canada to implement programs geared at improving the treatment of children, the Jamaican judicial system is well equipped to ensure the rights of children are protected in criminal matters.
Those first sessions that we had with judges years ago, they were really revealing, and they opened our eyes and informed us that there must be a new way of dealing with children in our justice system. We have put into practice many of those things that we discussed in those early years in our seminars.
The Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport and Mining is urging motorists to reduce their speed as they traverse the nation's roadways, particularly during the holiday period. This appeal is in an effort to reduce the number of road fatalities resulting from speeding and reckless driving. According to statistics from the unit, 24 persons have died in 26 days this month as a result of road crashes.
We appeal to these persons to recognize the profound importance of practicing proper road etiquette out there, respecting life, and taking your time wherever you are going. Because you see, the place that you're running to go is not moving at all.
Director of the Road Safety Unit, Kenyut here. 107 students will have an opportunity to pursue graduate and undergraduate studies at BAU International University in Washington, D.C. This after the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information signed a three-year Memorandum of Understanding with the U.S.-based institution. The partnership is valued at $378.2 million and will also see the university hiring 200 Jamaican English language teachers for its network of schools in the United States and several other countries for the 2018-19 academic year.
What we are seeing here from this MOU is just the beginning of what we expect to be a very long and lasting positive relationship, because we're looking certainly at how we can provide more scholarships to our tertiary students or our student teachers and other youth who want to pursue their higher education.
Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Serta Rule Reed. And the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology created history with the commissioning of its first solar-powered community computer laboratory on Wednesday. Located in Stirling Castle, St. Andrew, the facility enables community members to access the internet and other information communication technology services at no cost. The internet cafe, dubbed The Link Stirling Castle, was made possible through a partnership with the Universal Service Fund, USF, an agency of the ministry, and the Flow Foundation. Speaking at the commissioning of the center, Portfolio Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley said The Link will be a model for new community access points going forward.
We realize that the main problem facing these community access points was that of affordability of electricity. And so we took a decision to ensure that we retrofit all existing community access points, that all new community access points will have as a critical part of that infrastructure solar PV system.
The center is equipped with a 9-kilowatt grid-tie solar system with excess solar energy generated from the setup to be sold back to the grid. The one-year project was completed in December at a cost of $7.8 million. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Child Development Agency, CDA, and the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, have now become the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA. One agency, one mandate. Protecting children, empowering families, securing Jamaica's future. For more information on the CPFSA, please visit our website at childprotection.gov.jm, email info@childprotection.gov.jm, or call 948-284-122. Play your part. Report all cases of child abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Call 1-888-PROTECT.